the broadcast as we continue with Reverend Ted Pike. Very concerned about the direction things are turning. I understand totally with his concern. Let's move to Carl in Oklahoma. Carl, welcome to the broadcast, Carl.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I disagree with everybody that's spoken so far. You guys don't understand. You're fiddling while Rome is burning. The House of Cards is coming down. I suggest to everybody that hears us speaking today that they go out and buy supplies at forthwith. Get yourself dry goods. Get yourself toilet paper. Get yourself some insecticides and rat baits. The plagues and the poisons and biologicals have already been released into the population, and it's going to be sheer hell for the next 5 months in this country.
Carl, I remember back when I was in grade school, everybody was terrified that nuclear war was coming with the Soviet Union any minute. People were digging bomb shelters in their backyards. They were stocking up all of those supplies you're talking about. Here we are, 50 years later, our civilization has survived and the Soviet Union has fallen. Now, that we ought to learn something about that, that there is time. God is not done with this country. If God's people will rise up in righteous indignation, there is a very great deal that can be done. Do you realize in the last 5 years, I almost single-handedly have been leading national efforts which have defeated this very legislation no less than at least three times? And due to the work of the National Prayer Network, with an awful lot less influence that I'm bringing to bear on it right now. This is not a time to be fatalistic and doomsday. This is a time to act and do that positive, constructive thing that I'm setting forth for you to do today.
This atomic weapons and things that we went through in the Cold War was a sham, and they funneled all the money into the black projects from that. But that's another long story. However, this is the final turning point in the survival of our USA, and if the people don't listen and prepare, there's nobody going to come save you. And if FEMA gets on the line and tells you to go to point A to get picked up, I suggest that you go the opposite direction. And if you can, get out of the cities, get yourself a place out in the country, go to the local agri-supply and store grains and other edible grains, and prepare yourselves, because it's coming down. And you'll see the outbreaks of the plagues and other things that are just starting now. And that was part of the FEMA plan as they picked these people up and they vaccinated the people. Now they've distributed them all over the country to every state. And now we're getting hit with another storm here in Houston. Look for the earthquakes and the volcanoes on the West Coast next. And it's going to get worse from there. This is just the beginning. The 42-month biblical prophecies have already started. As of August the 25th, I would ask Chris, when you finish with your program today, if you will, please ask Mr. Pike to give me a call. You have my number there?
Leave it with the board, just to be sure.
Okay. And I'd like to discuss some things with Mr. Pike off the air.
Carl, I am too busy. I am going around like a paper hanger with hives here, saving America, fulfilling that wonderful maxim that says, All that's necessary for evil to conquer is for good men to do nothing. And as far as I'm concerned, stocking up your bomb shelter with supplies, you're going to be run over in your bomb shelter by the tanks in the New World Order. And they're not going to care whether you come against them with your pistols and pitchforks and are eating your Campbell's soup in your bomb shelter. This is a flood of evil and Antichrist legislation that's going to make a Hurricane Katrina look like just a little rain shower.
Reverend Pike, I sure appreciate you being with us today. It's very, very important that we connect these dots that Reverend Pike has given us, listeners. 877-762-8762. We'll be back with Scott Stevens. Stay with us. And Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. This is American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. On our website, in the partner website direction, is weatherwars.info. That's weatherwars.info. That's the website of Scott Stevens. Scott, welcome to the broadcast.
Glad to be here this afternoon, guys.
So happy to have you with us. Now, you're a little bit of your background and how you've come to the conclusions that you've come to, if you don't mind.
Oh boy! Well,
as
a weatherman, we strive for the most accurate forecast you can provide. And I had met some difficulty during a couple of winters, 97, 98, 98, 99, where we just couldn't get anything right, and I wasn't alone. It was the guys back in D.C., which do a lot of the analysis on the global scale and then disseminate that information for the locals, and they were struggling with storm intensities as well. And I just had this feeling that something was unusual. So we kind of filed that in the background. And I was also researching free energy, zero-point energy, and I had come across the site of a retired Colonel Thomas Bearden.